Sayyiduna Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, people will always remain well as long as they hasten to do iftar. Dear viewers, as soon as it is certain that the sun has set, one should instantly do iftar by eating a date or drinking water and recite the dua afterwards so that iftar is not delayed. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, my ummah will remain steadfast in my sunnah as long as they do not wait for the stars to appear for iftar. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has said that Allah Azza wa Jal has said, amongst my servants, the one hastening to do iftar is dearer to me. Subhanallah. If you want to be dear to Allah Azza wa Jal, do not engage yourselves in any activity at the time of iftar and do iftar instantly. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I never saw the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offer the Maghrib Salah before eating iftar. He would first do iftar even though with a sip of water. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, this religion will always remain dominant as long as people hasten to do iftar, because the Jews and Christians delay their iftar. Dear viewers, this hadith shows that one should do iftar without any delay. Delaying iftar is a practice of the Jews and Christians, and we have been prohibited to follow them. Sayyiduna Zaid bin Khalid Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, من جهز غازيا أو حاجا أو خلفه في أهله أو فطر صائما كان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيء. Translation: anyone who gives provisions to a ghazi or a hajj pilgrim or looks after his family in his absence or serves a fasting person with iftar, he will be rewarded the same as him without any reduction in their reward. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What glad tidings. Whoever furnishes a ghazi with provisions will be rewarded the same as him. Whoever financially assists a hajj pilgrim will be rewarded the same as him. And whoever serves a fasting person with iftar will be rewarded the same as him. And there will be no reduction in their reward. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. However, it must be remembered that asking people for money in order to perform Hajj or Umrah is haram, and it is also a sin to give anything to such a person. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ.